is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231 as we launch into another week of fun and excitement here. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Do head over there and enjoy the various features you'll find completely free. Main feature actually allows you to create the content of the website and decide on what's more important. You have to vote on the different things that different users submit to the site, and the most voted up will make it to the front page, meaning that we're more likely to see them and talk about them, and more people are also more likely to see whatever it is you find interesting. Maybe it's a news article or a blog post or a YouTube video. Go and see what I mean. Get interactive over at freetalklive.com. So there's been a lot of discussion over the past several weeks on this program, and indeed over the past several years on this program, about the TSA and the security state, if you will, which actually isn't really about security. It's about an illusion of security.
And a whole bunch of tax money.
Well, right, because the bureaucracies continue to get larger and they continue to find new reasons to expand into new areas to where they can hire more bureaucrats and garner more power to themselves. And over time, we've pointed out how the government people have been not just searching people and shaking them down at airports, but also doing bus stations with their Viper teams, the train stations. Also apparently maritime, so they've been doing ports as well. We haven't really heard too much about those.
I haven't seen the story on that,
but it's happening. They are claiming they're doing that, so that's happening too.
Bureaucrats always claiming they're doing more work than they are. Come on.
You've also got the local cops doing things as well. They're very similar to the TSA, like New York City. They've got the subway searches that are going on there, where anytime you enter the subway in New York City, you're subject to being so-called randomly selected and shaken down. And apparently you have the right to say no.
So if it's a random selection, randomization is an actual process. I mean, that word has a meaning, and it doesn't mean I'm going to pick the person out of line that I think I would like to shake down. I mean, random...
That is what it means when it comes to the government, though.
Right, that's exactly what it means.
So you know they're not counting every five people and taking the fifth person each time. Or
I don't even know that would be actually random by definition, but there would be a pattern. Random, random means you have some kind of machine that picks a number, whether it's a, ping pong ball machine or, a computer or something like that. So it's not random.
So it's not just... It's not just the TSA. It's also local cops. Of course, in the bigger cities where you really see a lot of this activity, New York City with the subway system, Philadelphia recently, I believe, added the subway stops as well. I'm not sure to what other areas that has spread. If it's going on where you live, you're certainly welcome to give us a call and fill us in on the details. But it never stops. Government never stops growing. Government never stops creating new ways to intrude.
You would think that at this point, we're talking about almost 250 years worth of government. I mean, the government should have matured at this point, but it never stops growing. It never stops increasing its intrusiveness on your life.
So here's another example of what they're doing now. Also from Philadelphia, Philly.com, reporting that city police have targeted thousands of minority residents and illegally stopped and searched them for no reason under Mayor Nutter. You gotta love that guy's name. Under Mayor Nutter's amped-up stop-and-frisk policy. According to a prominent team of civil rights attorneys alleging in a lawsuit they filed yesterday, the class action lawsuit filed in federal court, this was written on Friday, can't file things on Sunday, filed in federal court by the ACLU of Pennsylvania and a law firm claims that Nutter and Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey instituted more aggressive stop and frisk practices and then, with deliberate indifference, failed to properly train, supervise, and discipline officers who routinely violate civil rights. These unconstitutional actions have had and continue to have a devastating effect on the lives of many Philadelphians. Beyond that, these police practices have had no real impact on stemming criminal conduct in our city. They just subject innocent people to humiliating and degrading treatment. The suit was filed on behalf of eight black and Latino men, including State Representative Jewel Williams, a former Temple University police officer who plans to run for city sheriff in next year's Democratic primary. Officers handcuffed Williams in March of 2009 and placed him into the back seat of a squad car after he inquired about the well-being of two elderly men whom the police had detained, then subsequently released during a car stop in Williams' North Philly neighborhood. He, who was stopped
what
about...
What is a car stop? He was released... subsequently released during a car stop? I mean, he was put in the back of a car and then subsequently released.
Apparently he was. Yeah, that's what the claim is.
Okay.
Williams, who was stopped about three car lengths back, said he emerged from his state-leased Chrysler after he overheard an officer threatening to beat up one of the elderly men. Williams alleged that another officer ordered him to get back in the effing car, even though Williams said he identified himself as a state legislator. In an interview yesterday, he said the nightmarish incident was like a flashback to the civil rights era. He said when you can command attention and respect without calling a person an MF-er. When you use MF-er all kinds of words like that, what comes next is pushing and shoving. Those are words that, in my opinion, were used in slavery days. When asked how the lawsuit might affect his bid for sheriff, he said he hoped that voters would want a sheriff who stands up for their civil rights and wouldn't turn his head to bad things. Ramsey has declined to comment, citing the open lawsuit. The city solicitor, however, said Ramsey has beefed up police training and supervision, responded quickly to allegations of abuse, and meted out discipline when warranted. See, it's okay. As long as they are responding to allegations of abuse, it's all right for them to just stop anybody they want, anytime they want, on the streets and frisk them. They are literally stopping anyone on the streets and patting them down. It's called, according to... Now, the article at Philly.com calls it the stop and frisk. Apparently, the folks over at Prison Planet are saying it's called the stop question and frisk. So,
well, yeah, obviously, you're not going to just stop somebody and frisk them. You're going to have to ask them questions.
They're interrogating people.
Sure they are.
Yeah. And now...
So where are you going, son?
Right.
Boy?
So, well, and to make something clear, by their own rules and by their system,
you're not allowed to call somebody boy.
It's entirely legal to talk to someone if you're a cop. If you're a cop, you're on the streets, and you see somebody, and they look suspicious to you, there's nothing prohibiting you from going up and saying, "Hey, nice day, isn't it?" Or, "What you doing out here?" Or whatever opening line they've been trained to use. I don't know what they are, but
the pickup lines, the police pickup lines.
There's nothing against the rules about doing that. And similarly, there's also supposed to be nothing against the rules about you ignoring the question and walking away. You have no obligation to answer these government bureaucrats, these police officers' questions. If they approach you on the street, you can just pretend as though you didn't even see them and keep walking. Or you can say, "I'm sorry, I have somewhere to be. I don't have time for a conversation today.
Please,
thank you.
Please, officer, direct all your questions to my attorney."
Whatever you want to say, you can brush off the questions and walk away. But this is a little bit different, isn't it? If it's their intention to stop and frisk people on the streets, then that's a detention. And they're doing it to anybody they want to. I mean, according to this lawsuit, it has inconvenienced an incredible amount of people. A lot of people in Philadelphia. So let me get back to the story here. Police department, and so they blabber on about how they're really concerned with people's rights. Yesterday afternoon, Mayor Nutter said he has not yet reviewed the lawsuit, but he said the stop-and-frisk policy was legal and effective if used correctly. Since taking office in January of 2008, Nutter's championed the stop-question-and-frisk policing as part of a plan to fight crime and get guns off the streets. Nutter stressed that overall crime, including violent crime, is down and said race is not a factor in who gets searched. He also noted...
We just do it in certain neighborhoods.
Yeah. He also noted that
Philadelphia
stop and frisk, which in which police stop people suspected of criminal activity and pat them down for illegal weapons, was being used before he became mayor. See, it's all right. It's been happening for a long time, so therefore it's okay to continue this.
Of course. What's the big deal?
The ACLU attorney said you can't go into a neighborhood as an officer and say this is a high crime area. Everybody is under suspicion. That's not what our country is about. Well, it appears to be that is changing. But I agree with their sentiments. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. They have stopped not just a few people, not just a few thousand people, but a few hundred thousand people with this policy. 1-800-259-9231, I'll tell you a little bit more about the numbers and who they've been stopping and how many of them were black. Take a guess. Take a guess.
90%.
A passion for service never leaves. I'm Tim Lewis, and after 22 years in the military, I became a mortgage professional, helping my fellow veterans and active duty service members secure VA home loans. Refinancing with a VA loan is a privilege earned through service, and it's my privilege to help you get there. We can help you lower your rate or consolidate debt, even if your current mortgage is not a VA loan. Go to varadio.com to learn more. That's varadio.com. I'm Tim Lewis. Thank you for your service.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 1-800-900-VA-LOAN. VARadio.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter special now at HerbalHealer.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. You get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can get emailed updates or Twitter or Facebook. So whichever way works best for you, get signed up free at news.freetalklive.com.
In Progress, a novel by Charles Stample, he turns the tables on the liberty debate. He takes possession of the idol of the left and reclaims the god of the right. He reshapes the myths of those who can't be reasoned with and imbues them with some of the emotion that we all felt during the Ron Paul campaign. Progress is a fantastic read for those in the liberty movement and an even better gift for their loved ones. Show them what you're excited about this holiday season. Get Progress, a novel by Charles Stample at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com or just go to FreeTalkLive.com. Look down the column on the right-hand side for the banner. Get Progress, a novel by Charles Stample.
All right, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. As we continue here, telling you a little bit about what's going on in Philadelphia, and who knows, maybe something like this is going on in a city near you. Because typically when the government people try some new tyrannical measure, they like to borrow ideas. So they'll look around and they'll see what other governments are getting away with, and they'll go ahead and implement that where they are. So, for instance, Philadelphia saw that New York City had been getting away with these subway searches, these subway stops and total searches. I mean, if you're in the subway in New York, they will stop you and they will look through your bags. I mean, they're trying to catch pot smokers, really. But
yeah, the idea is that somehow they're going to catch, you know, some kind of Islamo-fascist terrorist with dynamite strapped all around his belly. Come on, really? So, how many of those do you think they've caught?
So then the word recently was that Philly had borrowed the same idea for their subways, and now news is coming out that we got wind of here about this stop, question, and frisk policy that has been going on underneath Mayor Nutter's rule. Where, according to police department statistics, the lawsuit, this is according to Philly.com, the lawsuit says that pedestrian stops have jumped dramatically from 102,319 in the year 2005 to 253,333 in the year 2009. That's an increase of 148%. Of those pedestrians stopped in 2009, now, Mark, you guessed 90% were African-American. You are incorrect. It's only 72%.
Mm.
Now, I have a feeling that 72% is a little higher than the percentage population of black folks in Philadelphia. I don't know what the breakdown is, but
I don't
think it's 72%. So it seems as though African Americans, so-called, are being disproportionately
targeted.
Yeah, targeted.
These cops haven't claimed that they're looking for terrorists. So, you know, I can see. That's what they're going to do, right?
That's something I'd like to find out.
They're going to go for neighborhoods that they call problem neighborhoods. Those problem neighborhoods are going to be a larger percentage minority, and that's what they're going to do.
They apparently, only 8% of those stops, the 253,000-plus stops, led to arrests. Now, what I'd like to see is a breakdown of that 8%.
Yeah.
How many of those 8% were actually
talking S to a cop?
Well, right. Or were actually no, but specifically, how many of the 8% were actually for some sort of warrant for some wanted criminal?
Yeah.
I mean, somebody who's actually harmed another
hurt
person.
Somebody, yeah.
Yeah. How many of the 8% were for somebody that had a bag of cocaine or a bag of marijuana on their body somewhere? I bet you a significant portion of that 8%. Just, I'm going out on a limb here just to bet that a significant portion of that 8%, like probably, 75% or 80 or 90% of them were drug-related.
Yeah, I'd say you're probably right.
So most of those arrests had nothing to do with the reason they were stopped, according to one of the attorneys involved in bringing this case against the city. The charges were often for disorderly conduct because they complained they were stopped for no reason.
That's what I mean.
Yep. You nailed it.
So 8%, a good percentage of these 8% of the people that were stopped and frisked were arrested for complaining about being stopped and frisked.
That's right. Because disorderly conduct is the catch-all charge that a cop can hit anybody they want with if they do something that they don't like. The cop doesn't like you. Like, for instance, I was Luther, one of our co-hosts on this program, had put together a yard sale day, or not like a flea market day, that was supposed to happen at a public park here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I went out to show support. But at the time, I was under two bails. I was out on bail in two different cases.
For other civil disobedience.
Right. So I had a lot hanging over my head at that moment, and I really wasn't able to get myself arrested again in this particular case. So I knew that I would have to back down if the police came out, and the cops did come out. And despite me not doing anything except standing there and asking questions, they threatened me with being arrested for disorderly conduct if I remained in this supposedly public park.
Right. You just can't remain in a park and ask questions to police officers without getting arrested.
They were going to charge me with disorderly conduct and criminal trespass for that. And so, they basically said you need to go now or we're going to charge you with these. They arrest you and charge you with these things. And it doesn't matter if the charges get dropped down the line. If I got arrested, I'd go to jail in violation of a bail. And so they use this disorderly conduct charge to attack people that they don't like. And it's so common. Anyway, in response to the argument that stop and frisk has reduced violent crime, which is what the mayor is saying, Mayor Nutter, one of the attorneys said, this is a high price to pay, constitutional violations on a massive scale in an effort to find a microscopic amount of criminal activity. The lawsuit, which names 9 officers individually and at least 12 John Does, asks the court to bar police from stopping and frisking residents on the basis of race or nationality without reasonable suspicion.
So now it's got to be on the basis of race or nationality. It can't just be that it's just wrong to stop and frisk people walking down the street. And it's doubly wrong, triply wrong to arrest them for disorderly conduct for complaining about it.
Yep, that's pretty much it, Mark. That's pretty much where we're at today, is where even the people that are supposedly taking the side of more freedom aren't really doing it in any significant principled manner.
This really, if they're going to find drugs, it's really not a Terry Pat, is it?
I don't know what the definition of
Terry Pat
is.
Means, like, if a cop stops and wants to talk to you, he can Terry Pat you. Isn't that kind of how it goes?
I don't know what all the details on the Terry Pat are, Mark. I know that in an automotive situation, the cop can definitely do a Terry Pat.
Because you're not allowed to walk away from a cop in an automotive situation.
Correct. But on the streets, you supposedly have the right to continue to ignore the police and continue to walk. Whereas, like you say, in an automotive pullover, they actually are detaining you to some extent for a temporary period of time. And then in that time, they're worried about their safety, supposedly. So the Terry Pat was some sort of court decision that allowed the police, justifies them patting the outside of your clothing. So
what's in your pocket? None of your business. You know, how do you answer that question?
If a cop feels something that is in your pocket that feels like it could be a weapon, I believe they have the ability to have that removed.
Yes, it's about weapons, but doesn't everything feel like a weapon to a cop that's looking for, well, weapons?
You'd have to talk to the cops about that one. 800-259-9231, but let it be known. On the streets of Philly, they have stopped 230-plus thousand people in 1 year's time for these stop, question, and frisks. That's some scary stuff. This is happening. People are being searched on the streets in America. It's happening right now. 1-800-259-9231. And the best the ACLU can do is say, well, we need to search everybody equally. We're coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and a garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com
Fruitsupplements.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. And those features, by the way, include our listening options. We've got a bunch of different ways you can listen into the show. You can listen to our live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions. Plus, our webcam is available, as well as listen lines that allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. We've also got a free-to-air satellite channel, as well as, of course, our wonderful 80-plus radio affiliates from coast to coast on the AM and FM band. Go get the details on all of those listening options at listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds from a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying a lot more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70% off, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com, click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page there. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way, and you'll save big time. I've been through this process. I know, in fact, that they will treat you well. Meds.freetalklive.com. It doesn't matter whether you're looking for Zetia, Nexium, Lipitor, Amplify, Boniva, Cialis, or Viagra. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
Joining us here in the studio tonight, a little late, but better late than never, JJ is with us this evening. Good evening, sir.
Thank you, Ian, and thanks for the invite.
Yeah, glad to have you here. Michelle Seven normally sits in on Monday nights, but she is out of town, so good to have you. And I think this is your first weeknight appearance.
That's correct.
You've done some of the Sunday shows, at least two, right?
Indeed.
All right.
Two with Luther.
So welcome back.
Thank you.
We're going to go right back into the phone calls here. 800-259-9231, I guess, into the phone calls for the first time tonight, to the phones and to Matt in Washington on the amp lines. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Matt?
Yeah, Mark said something on Saturday night that really sort of set me off. I mean, I'm a big fan, but it was just not true. Mark said that Hitler was Catholic.
Hitler was Catholic.
I mean, okay, so were you born a Quaker, Mark?
Nope.
Okay, so are you still a member of whatever church you were born just because you were born in that church?
Nope. I mean, some people might try to call me a Methodist, but I'm...
Right, so by the same token, Hitler wasn't Catholic. I mean, Hitler was born a Catholic in Austria, that's true, but...
Hitler's quote is,
he was not Catholic.
Hitler's quote as a chancellor is, I always have been and always will be a Catholic. I mean, if you can't take the guy's statement as truth, then what are you going to take?
Well, I mean, what he actually practiced, I think what he's referring to is in a cultural sense, is how people can be culturally Jewish without being religiously Jewish. I mean, lots of Catholics think you can be culturally Catholic without being religiously Catholic. And Hitler, if he believed in anything, he was a mystic of some sort that believed in weird Nordic myths and was looking for, you know, fossils of Nordic supermen in Sweden and India and places like that. He's certainly not a Catholic.
Well, you don't think that a Catholic can have a racist view on whether or not a certain people from a certain area are superior to other people? I mean, that doesn't seem to me that those two views don't coincide. I'd also say that the Catholic religion is somewhat mystical. Mystical is not the right term exactly, but you know, it has a much more mystic feel than regular Christianity. They have all the saints as gods, and you can pray to saints and Mary and things like that, whereas your standard sort of party line Christian, you must pray to Jesus.
Well,
does it attack your religion to say that Hitler might have had a religion similar? Is that what you're saying?
But I mean, it's just like demonstrably not true.
That it's demonstrably not true, that then what you're saying is that anybody who does something wrong is not the religion that they may or may not claim to be.
Well, hold on a second.
No, I mean, so could you give me an instance of a time where Hitler was in a Catholic church after childhood?
It says
because
here
I think it'd be hard-pressed to do that.
I'm looking at a Wikipedia. There's like an entire Wikipedia article about Hitler's religious beliefs, and according to it... Hitler did remain a formal member of the Catholic Church until his death, although it was the opinion of Hitler's chief architect that, whatever that means, that he had no real attachment to it. So what does that say?
I mean, that to me makes sense, because if you're baptized a Catholic, you remain a Catholic unless you ask to be taken off the baptismal roll, which is a pretty rare step. I don't know if anyone has actually done that, even people who are now atheists or totally fallen away from the Church. I mean, what's the point? So, though he was still officially part of the church, he didn't set foot in a church, and he had conflict with the church. And if you look at the Catholic Church's record...
Not a heck of a lot of conflict with the church. The Catholic Church backed up his policies.
That's not even remotely true. I mean, if you're talking about Pope Pius XII and some degree of collaboration with, I think, the Italian fascists, you could make that argument, but... You have to remember, too, that he was a prisoner in Vatican City, which is a tiny enclave within Italy. I mean, the Pope has no army. Like, what is he going to do if he's surrounded by Italians that have an army? So he did collaborate a bit, but
Germany, too. There was a level of collaboration in Germany. They certainly didn't. They weren't dragging the Catholics off to the concentration camps.
That's actually not true. I mean, if you look at the people who were some of the lead actors in the few plots to kill Hitler, many of them were Catholics. There was that movie that came out last year, or I think it was called Valkyrie. The lead character in the movie was a Catholic noble. If you want to talk about Catholic saints, talk about St. Maximilian Kolbe, who was a Catholic priest who died in Auschwitz because there was another guy who was going to get killed, and he offered to die for him in his place.
Aren't most people in Germany Catholics?
No, so that's actually what I wanted to tell you. Germany's about half and half between Catholic and Protestant, and it breaks down such that the north and east of Germany are heavily Protestant, and the west and south of Germany are heavily Catholic. And if you look at the vote totals from the 1933 election, which is really the last free election in Germany when they actually came to power as the Nazis, the Nazi party carried very few districts in the south and the west. There were Catholic parties or socialist parties that carried most of those districts, and their base of power was in the areas that used to be Prussia in the north and east of the country. So it's just, I mean, I grew up Catholic. I'm not really Catholic anymore, but when I heard that, it just sort of set me off.
Well,
it's just
don't you
true.
Agree that the atheists get a lot of flack for Hitler? I mean, like, the first thing you'll hear is that Hitler's atheist.
That's what I had said, because that's
and
what I'd heard.
It's demonstrably not true, because Hitler's quotes are, "I am and always have been Catholic."
Well, according to the Wikipedia article here, something of Hitler's religious beliefs can be gathered from his public and private statements. However, they present a conflicting picture of a man who is somewhat spiritual and yet against organized religion. So it doesn't sound like he was much of a Catholic, Mark. So you might have been wrong about that.
Well, I don't know that makes me wrong. If somebody's ethnically Catholic, which is, the caller has claimed that that is a case, and
maybe
I agree.
Ethnically Catholic?
Yeah, ethnically Catholic.
I thought that was only a Jewish
thing. Culturally would be better.
Culturally Catholic.
Well, what if it's just for political purposes?
To be a Catholic,
yeah.
Just to get,
what
to
do you
get
think
the vote.
Most people are. I mean,
right.
Really, when you look, if you were to rip the religion off of people and get down to what they really believe, I think most people are culturally whatever they are. They don't really believe most of these stories.
Okay, well then, let's say Hitler was being Catholic for it to be politically beneficial to his cause. Then why would it be that in the 1933 election he lost almost all of the Catholic areas of Germany? Doesn't that not make any sense to you?
I don't know what makes any sense when it comes to politics.
It could be a gamble, for all you know. I mean, he could have just picked a party and said, this is where I'm going to stake my hat for this this electorate. I mean, it doesn't have to make sense.
He was running against another Catholic.
He had been part of the National Socialist Democratic Workers Party since 1919 when he was sent there as an agent provocateur. So, I mean, I'm not just coming up with this stuff. Like, if you guys want to read a really good book about Catholics in Germany, Catholics in Austria, Hitler, totalitarianism, and communism, you should read any book by a guy called Erich von Kuhnau-Ladin, who was an Austrian noble and very conservative but also somewhat libertarian. And he wrote a couple books in English. He was a columnist here in the U.S. for many years. He just died recently. And he covered this issue.
Thanks for the enlightenment. I appreciate the information tonight, Matt. Thank you for the call. Again, thanks. Appreciate it hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So Hitler, not an atheist, not really a Catholic either.
Well, how do you get to say what a man is? Can you tell me that I'm not a Quaker?
Well, Hitler apparently was not somebody who really was in favor of organized religion, so it doesn't make you much of a Catholic.
There's quotes for everything. He's an outspoken proponent of Catholicism,
too. You take control, bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. Just dial in at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the various features you will find there, like the Shrine of Female Listeners with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see it. And if you're a lady listener, you can get involved. The details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. It's that time of year where you likely have things that you're looking to buy for people you care about. Well, get them online. Get a discount and get them delivered right to your door. You don't have to deal with any of the traffic or the parking lots or the people fighting at the store. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com, order whatever it is you're looking for, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So you get what you want, and you help Free Talk Live at the same time. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, do what Jason Osborne from SACL CAI does. Shop at amazon.freetalklive.com. Be great, like the great Osborno.
He is great.
He does. He does a lot of shopping there, and yeah. That's great. So we continue here with your phone calls. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Good evening. It's cold as can be here in New York.
Yeah, it's in the 20s up here in Keene, New Hampshire tonight.
Now we got
the absolutely. Well, listen, I wanted to say that if you look at the early life of Hitler, he was educated, in Catholic schools in rural Austria, and it's very interesting that he sort of abandoned his Christianity during his years in Vienna when he was sort of homeless and doing different things. But actually, he became very focused on the occult after he met Dietrich Eckart, who he dedicates his Mein Kampf to. And it was Dietrich Eckart that introduced him to the Thule Society in German, which
was an
occult satanic organization that many of the Nazis and sort of pseudo-racist anti-Semite mystics were part of. And it's very interesting that when you look at Dietrich Eckart, he was a very wealthy publisher and editor-in-chief of an anti-Semitic journal called In Plain German. And he initiated Hitler into the sacred mystical rites of the Thule Society. And supposedly, Hitler credits Eckart with opening his third eye, you know. And it's very interesting. So in a sense, you have this sort of negation of religion and then you have sort of an engagement with the dark religion that sort of marked Hitler's sort of polarities. And he even talks about, you know, even being possessed by spirits in his sleep, evil spirits. And there's a lot of material on that. And one of the most interesting works was a doctoral thesis at Oxford University done around 1990, 1991. And since then, there's probably hundreds of books regarding Hitler and his, you know, adventures in the occult. And what's very interesting, too, is what came out sort of in the, I guess, the late 1990s, early 2000s, was sort of the view that Hitler was actually gay. And that he sort of...
Right, but Frank, I want to jump in here. See, Hitler's like this bludgeon that you can use for whatever it is that you like or dislike. So if you don't like Hitler used to be called a Satanist all the time. And from what you're saying...
That's what Frank just said he was.
Well, a cultist, Satanist, but people are saying this.
Do some research on it.
This is the point that I'm making, Frank, is that you can find stuff about Hitler, whether or not he was a vegetarian or not. People will say that. I mean, because Hitler's such this evil figure in the 20th century that anything that he did is bad.
Well, he was a vegetarian because after his niece, Gailey Raubel, that he sort of had a sexual liaison with, committed suicide. He said after that he just felt repulsed by watching his fellow party members in their brown shirts eating meat, and therefore he gave up meat and became a vegetarian. But if you look at Hitler, it's very interesting. The number of women that he was involved with that committed suicide and things. I mean, there's a very interesting sort of sexual, magical, dynamic, mythic sort of engagement, you know, with the spiritual other world. And when you look at the Nazi philosophy of sort of the Übermann, the Superman that Nietzsche talks about, that Hitler embraced, and you also go into the fact that Heinrich Himmler modeled his SS on the Jesuit society, and when you begin to look at all these things, you do begin to see sort of a perversion of Christianity, you know, in many ways, but it became sort of a tool, in a sense, to control. And then if you sort of look at the tool society and maybe compare it to, you know, some of the work of Alex Jones regarding Bohemian Grove, you still see this sort of crazy...
Well, it seems it's very spiritual, whatever it is. Even though the occult, you want to term it in that and say that it's a negative instead of a positive, that's fine. But relative to Christianity... it seems to be a heck of a lot more spiritually involved in many senses, and
that when you carries say it. You mean
whatever practice they are working towards, whatever method and dogma they're using or belief system.
Right, and also Hitler believed that he could channel the spirits of sort of the great Tibetan mystics and the people from the other worlds that could sort of shed enlightenment and technology and this stuff. And I guess when you sort of, you know, become an absolute dictator, a lot of these sort of things become very natural. And I think it's...
Well, right, because who's going to tell him, no, you can't do that?
Right, but what
he's in charge.
What I think is most interesting is that there's a lot of material out that looks at, you know, the occult roots of Nazism and different things. And I think it's worth a read because it not only impinges upon the notion of the sacred, but it also impinges upon popular culture and also propaganda. And I think right now that all of this material is becoming available, you know, one should actually look into it and read a bit about it. And, you know,
so, Frank, let me see if I'm understanding you here. Basically, you're saying that on one hand, Hitler was publicly maybe seen as a Catholic, but privately kind of had this
dark world.
I
mean, he talks about being a grade school student, and at the monastery or at the school, there was this great hall in the church that had sort of the swastika. And, you know, that was taken from an ancient symbol or runes that had no association with Nazism. But he talks about that in a sense that in that sort of seeing that, repeated in the church, you know, became sort of an iconic visual metaphor that he used to great harm and to, you know, the totally pervert the meaning of, you know, the swastika that goes back to Tibetan Buddhism and Native North American Indian culture and things.
Well, Frank,
and all I'm trying to say is this. I think it's very interesting to look at the notion of religion. And before I close, I want to say that whether it's sort of the white religion or the black religion, meaning the good or the evil, Christianity or any of the monotheistic traditions, you have to view the power of religion also as a regime of social control.
Exactly.
And how it
sure.
can actually be used to keep people from really, you know, achieving enlightenment and emancipation.
Well,
and
that's one of the points that I wanted to make on this is that, as I understand, Frank, you know, Hitler wasn't using his, you know, the most powerful position in Germany at the time to actually push a religion. And you would think a guy who was really into his occult religion.
Yes, I would disagree. Yes, he did, because when he did the Concordate in 1933, basically he achieved a treaty with the Vatican that said that the church would no longer engage in politics. In exchange, Hitler Nazi Germany would pay the Catholic education of the students. So in a sense, you had a silent Roman Catholic Church for the most part.
Thanks, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You disagree with what?
Yes, I think, well, just what Mark had said, that he's not pushing religion. I think the success of the Nazi Party is more than just one-dimensional as the way we see things nowadays. I think it was both a mental stimulation in their disagreements, their ideology. It was also a spiritual sort of ideology, as well as the physical in the capture of lands that were ours before the time of my father and collect treasures across the map. So it was it captured all three parts of man, the mind, body, and spirit, and was therefore very powerful.
1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Doesn't seem very spiritual to advocate the extermination of
I haven't heard anything about Hitler talking spiritual stuff.
Negative spirituality is just as valid as positive. Good is just as valid as bad.
Let's come back and talk about spirituality here in a moment. Also, take your calls as well about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, hour 2 is next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.